USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Iowa caucuses, with former President Trump winning the state by a large margin on the Republican side Monday night.
This is about starting the process for picking the most powerful human being in the world. This is the model for the entire country.
Jeff Kaufman's with the Republican Party of Iowa. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy chose to bow out of the race after a disappointing finish. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in tally and will be announced on Super Tuesday, March 5th. An Arctic blast is bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week. The National Weather Service shows there are hazardous cold conditions from states near the border with Canada, south through the Appalachian Mountains, west to Montana, and even into the southern states. In Kentucky, the state roads manager is Jim Gray.
We will actually have a force of as many as 2,000 people, plus some 1,400 snow plows to deploy around the state.
Overnight low temperatures dip far below zero, mainly across the Midwest at the same time. Freezing rain in the Pacific Northwest is creating hazards, especially around Portland, Oregon. The paralyzing cold weather continues to have a significant impact on air travel. According to FlightAware, there were a total of more than 9,000 flight delays through MLK Day Monday. There were another 3,000 or more flight cancellations. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is now out of the hospital following complications from a corrective surgery for prostate cancer. He will reportedly work remotely for a time.
Wish you were here.
A CD checked out of a Maryland library 35 years ago is finally back home. Staff members found the Pink Floyd CD in a return box on Friday. Luckily for the borrower, the library system went fine-free 4 years ago. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The city of Chicago, struggling to house illegal immigrants, and many local taxpayers are not happy about it either.
Chicago spending a whopping $156 million on migrant housing and care since October of 2022. The Biden administration doing absolutely nothing to stop the flow at our southern border with Mexico.
USA's Laura Winters reporting. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., running for president as an independent candidate on Monday, he told more of the story behind his decision to leave the Democratic Party and ultimately run on a third-party ticket during a visit with the Black Information Network in Atlanta.
I meet both President Trump and President Biden among young people under 45 years of age, and I meet them among independents, which is now the biggest political party.
The White House says a fake 911 call is what prompted an emergency response there Monday morning. The perpetrator claimed during the bogus call that the White House was on fire. Emergency crews and the Secret Service quickly determined that was not the case. President Biden was at Camp David at the time of the prank. Peacock and the NFL celebrating a successful exclusive TV streaming event from over the weekend. The league and NBC's streaming platform teamed up for the most streamed live event in U.S. history, with 23 million total views of the Kansas City Chiefs versus Miami Dolphins wildcard playoff game Saturday. And the Chiefs won the game, with Taylor Swift watching. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.